Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've guided me to a spot where I think this conversation actually lives, which is not to say, oh, should they bench Purdy? Silliness. Is there a QB quarter controversy? Of course not. Is Mac Jones the future? Bananas. Like all of these things. Like, I don't know what the future holds as far as these guys' health. I do think it's funny that people are only worried about Brock's health. Mac Jones is like dry heaving on the sideline.
Right.
And nobody's worried about his health. Nobody's got any questions about his health. But the conversation lies in the scenario that you just kind of threw out there and that we were talking out. And it is this. Do you think for the future of the 49ers or, quite frankly, any team, is the idea, hey, let's find a good quarterback and let's do $50-plus million because the quarterback is the quarterback? Or would you rather constantly be fluid at that position, therefore spending way less money on the quarterback, see if you can find somebody who's going to win some games for you, and then bolster the rest of the roster with all of that money? Now, I would absolutely pick the, if you got somebody who could take you to a Super Bowl, I'm fully okay with $50 million for that player. And here's the reason why. Even if you loved Mac, and let's say Mac would win all of the overtime games, and he's going to take you to the promised land. All right, now what do you do next year? Because what the hell do you think Mac's going to ask for if he takes you to the Super Bowl? He will be in a contract year next year. What exactly do you think he's going to do? Oh, well, I'm just so thankful to the organization. I'll show up for $4 million. Nope, that's not the way. So you, at a certain point, you're going to have to address this unless you feel like you can just make this a relay race and have people handing batons to each other every year or two.
But if you have this elite head coach who is the quarterback whisperer and he got Sam Darnold paid and then he got paid again and now Mac Jones comes in and he's looking good, so yeah, why not? Go ahead and just kick the can down the road and don't pay a guy $53 million who is good when you can find pretty good for $4 million and have him be pretty good, and then you find the next pretty good, and you continue to build your roster around him, and you have a team that's much more complete than what you have now.
I mean, it's
risky.
The answer is that you're not going to bat 1,000 on finding the guy to come in and actually still win games for you.
But this you'll bat 900 if you're Kyle Shanahan.
Will you?
Absolutely.
He drafted C.J. Beathard. He drafted Trey Lance. Like, I don't know where the evidence is that you'll bat that. Like, so far, prior to Mac Jones, the sum total of what we got is Jimmy and Brock. That's it.
You found Jimmy. You made Jimmy into something that he's never been again.
Correct.
And you brought in Mac Jones, and Mac Jones, so far, he's undefeated.
Yes.
And you had Sam come in, and Sam gives all his praise to Brock Purdy.
He does.
And Brock learned from Kyle, so, you know, and Kyle gets credit for everything else he did previous to this as an offensive coordinator. Matt Schaub was never as good as Matt Schaub was under Kyle. So I do think that, like, there's a lot to that.
Yeah, you don't need to sell Kyle to me.
I'm not.
But I mean, you know, the other side to it is Sam Darnold is a wonderful example. What happens when a QB comes in and you're like, and he didn't even play. He didn't even play for Kyle Shanahan.
Once and he lost.
Exactly. But Sam Darnold, okay, this was like a pivot point in his career, right? Well, as soon as it happens, where does he go? He leaves. And he goes to Minnesota. And Kevin O'Connell kind of did what you're suggesting. Let's just bring Sam Darnold in here. And we'll ham and egg this thing. And Sam Darnold has a wonderful year, and the Vikings go 14-3. Flames out in the playoffs, but whatever. He went 14-3. Then what happened the very next year? Gone. So now what? You gonna go do it again? And are you gonna bat that kind of an average where you honestly feel like he could just almost bring in anybody and do this? These guys do not grow on trees. So I just think there's a lot of holes in this concept, and it would be pretty hard to make it a reality and have your team be relevant every year.
It would be easier to make your team relevant if you had that $50 million extra to go ahead and spread around. And this is where I think about the Trey Lance part of it, where you gave up two draft picks, two first rounders to move up and get Trey. I know it was three, but you got one back, so you get my point. But wouldn't you like to have those two first round picks right now on this team?
Assuming that you
didn't miss on them, Kinlaw and Reuben Foster. Assume that you actually hit on those first round picks. You'd love to have them. And so I think about $45 million extra dollars next year under the cap. You could sprinkle that around and have an extra pass rusher and bring in a left tackle.
But who's your QB?
Right.
Let's say they didn't do the Trey Lance
Jimmy Freshbody.
That's hard, man.
It's not hard when you're the quarterback whisperer.
It is hard.
You've got this laminated play sheet, and you turn coal into diamonds, then go find some more coal make a diamond.
Jimmy was already a veteran when he got here.
He
was.
He started two games.
And he had played under Tom Brady. Like, if we're going to give credit to people who you learn under, then there's something to be said for that. Right? Brock Purdy comes in, he was a rookie. I happen to think he's pretty special. So there's that. But outside of that, all the examples of what you're talking about, I don't know how they would have worked. And if they're rookies all the time that you're bringing in, whew. Because the rookies, even the good ones, man, it takes a second usually. It takes a minute. I like the way Jackson Dart looks. He's not going to win anything this year.
No.
He's not going to win. Right, so
Jackson Chart yesterday, am I right?
Well,
a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, they weren't all on him.
I stand by it, Grandy. And I just was watching your fantasy team. I was watching all the fantasy team. I'm like, oh, he started Jackson Dart. And then
Jackson Dart.
Sure.
Joe Burrow was my QB.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's a tough break. Yeah.
There are enough younger veterans out there that you can go ahead and repurpose this thing. You could go grab somebody else's backup and slap them in there.
That's tough.
Let's go, Shanahan.
That's tough. You guys are asking. That's asking a lot. All right, let's go to Rich in Los Altos. Hey, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on. I'm really liking the show today. First of all, if I could say real quick, I respectfully, of course, I don't like the narrative that blaming everyone for Trey Lance. That was a huge catastrophic injury he had. And had he not had that, I don't think everyone can say for sure that he'd be a bust. I'm not prepared to say that. It was bad circumstance. But, I mean, that injury, he could barely – he is a miracle. He can walk almost. Anyway, but as a side note, I think the reason the guys like Brock Purdy and just a handful of guys get the $50 zillion a second is because basically you got to be born. You can't throw a duck. You know, you can't. You saw it. I mean, Jimmy G didn't throw ducks. He had a pretty nice deep ball, but you know that mid range. The thing floated. That's my problem with him all the time, and that's Mac too. So I think these games are barely winning against not too good of teams. I mean, I know the Rams are legit, but I mean, look at Stafford the other night. You saw like when he was on the play. That's major league quarterback. You know, just 30 yards, 20 yards, 20 yards. So, and I think that's the difference between Brock Purdy. So when you're going to go against teams like Philadelphia and you know the big boys these days, you need it's. A no-brainer. You need one of those guys. And like you said, those guys don't grow on trees. But Mac Jones, I mean, he got to study same as Jimmy G under the same guys, right? So he had a lot, came with a lot of benefit, and he's obviously a smart guy. And, I mean, he's cool. I'm not bashing him by any means, but I think it's just a silly talk. That's why the league isn't paying him $50 million. Anyway, I don't want to turn this into negative. That's all I got. Yeah. I want to keep listening. All right.
Yeah, Rich, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, 888-957-9570. I get where you're coming from. I think a lot gets asked of the quarterbacks and the head coaches in this league. You are now suggesting we ask even more. Like, now you're asking a coach basically every 3 years, go find somebody new, and you're asking that quarterback to pick up a very complicated system in now a condensed period of time. Like, come in and be amazing right away. And then, and I know we're in a hypothetical space, I also think this would be very, very bad for the team's PR around the league with other players and agents. Because there is absolutely the idea of, if somebody comes in and does really well, you take care of them. Like, I don't think players, free agents and whatnot, and teammates, I think teammates would hate, I'm going to go play for the team that's swapping out their QB every 2.5 years, even if he wins. Like, I have no idea what's about to happen next. So I just think that I get the financial side of what you're all saying. It does not feel realistic to me as an actual approach to their business.
It depends on how you go about it. And I think about Seattle, who is now on their third quarterback in the last 4 years. They had Russ, and they got to a spot where they thought that he was not good anymore, and they were right. And so they brought in Geno Smith for a couple, and then they didn't want to pay Geno, so they brought in Sam Darnold. And so that team has been able to do exactly kind of this, which is go from an aging veteran to another veteran to another veteran. And I don't know who's going to come behind Sam Darnold, but Seattle right now is a team that is still competitive, still winning.
Competitive.
Right.
Competitive.
Well, what are the Niners?
The Niners have been deep in the playoffs twice, actually three times, four times under Kyle Shanahan.
Right, but
the
only Seahawks, twice, like, under Brock Purdy.
Yes.
And so,
yeah, he's only played for, this is only his fourth year. Like, right. I'm not going to look at Seattle and be like, they're doing it right. Like, that's not, they're not relevant. They're okay. They might sneak into the playoffs and get blasted in round one, but they're not threatening anybody, and they won't this year either. I don't think.
And will,
I don't believe
will the Niners
won't
threaten anyone this year?
Maybe. Maybe if they get all their guys back, maybe.
Right.
I mean, they're 4-1.
Sure.
They're 4-1, and they've built that while they have nowhere near their best pitch. Seattle has been largely healthy. They're 3-2. No, he's good. He's solid.
Right.
I don't think he's going to win a bowl. I don't think that they, at any point.
Well, I don't think either one of these teams will win the bowl.
I have no idea what the Niners are going to become when they get their people.
I would say they both are going to be in the playoffs, Seattle and the Niners, I would bet.
That's going to be.
And, you know, you look at
three teams coming out of the West.
Right. You look at three wild cards. And if I look at the East, well, I don't think that the Giants or Dallas are going to be in the playoffs. Washington's a maybe at this point.
Yep.
The North, you've got Detroit and Green Bay. Okay. Minnesota and Chicago, no. The South, please. You're a one bid conference. You always are.
No, if you're,
and so then you need two more, and those two, they come from the West.
No, if the West gets three, then you're automatically saying either Green Bay or Washington's not going.
Right.
Okay.
Right, Washington. They're not going.
All right.
And I mean, Washington's win yesterday was,
I think Washington's going.
Nice win.
I think Washington's going. Let's give them some credit. They're 3-2, and they've lost their QB for two games too.
Right, and they got him back, and they beat a Charger team that was
really good,
but really bad yesterday. And you know, now they don't have a running back, and they don't have a tackle, and that offense yesterday, the Chargers offense was not very impressive.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Okay, Jan in Mountain View. Hey, Jan, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Yes, good afternoon. I just wanted to point out that, as far as the quarterback goes, I'm not really concerned who it is. I'm more concerned about that, the 49ers were able to replenish the defensive line this year, and it's helped out tremendously, and they're coming along pretty darn good. But now we got to do the same with the offensive line to help protect the quarterback. Like Trent Williams is getting up there in age, and he's slumping a little, and you need to replenish these players as well and get them up to speed so that they can help the quarterback maintain. And because we've had in the past, Purdy was so successful in the beginning is because he had those players around him to help him, and now they they wanted new contracts and they couldn't afford, you know, them anymore, and they had to move on. And the same thing is true here. And I think that's what Shanahan needs to go and invest in next year.
Jan, there's no doubt. I think that everybody who watches the Niners has some level of discomfort with the current state of and depth of their offensive line. I think that's like, they cannot run the football. Oh my goodness.
Dead last in yards per carry.
Yeah.
Dead last.
Yeah.
And now at 3.1 per carry.
To take any of this though and say, okay, the business strategy now is we're going to replenish the QB every 3 years. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for him.
Well, it's also to give $53 million to a guy who may or may not be good enough.
Maybe, but at
that's
least...
That's a bold strategy.
Well, look, then you're going to be bold one way or you're going to be bold another
right.
way. I would offer up this, even if that's your thought. You know, oh, you didn't have to pay Brock. Well, okay. So...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If the contract doesn't end up being perfect, at least you are offering stability. At least you are offering continuity. At least that contract, as it ages, automatically lessens, right? That's the other thing about these deals when you stretch them out. You know, Patrick Mahomes' deal, when he signed it, it was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
They could give him $1 billion. And then a couple years later, it's like they're paying their quarterback less than any other good team in the entire NFL. And that's true here, too. It's completely true. Like, where this contract hasn't even started yet.
Yep.
So 4 years from now, where does it rank in the NFL? Probably middle of the pack. It's already behind almost 10 contracts as it stands now. Right? 53?
Sure.
There's at least
seven. And it hasn't even started.
Right.
And when you actually get to that 4 years down the road, the numbers, they start to get crazy. And I'm looking at the contract right now. 2029, the cap hit is $72.5 million. So when you get to that point, if he is still a Niner, that gets ripped up. That gets ripped
Correct.
Up and you get another restarted deal where it's cash up front, you lessen the cap hit, and all the rest of it.
Sure.
So I understand that part of it. And I'm not saying that I'm out on Brock Purdy. You know I'm in
of
on
course,
Brock Purdy.
I know.
But I just think about next year when he starts to make the $53 million and what you can and cannot do with the rest of your roster and a roster that needs desperately some upgrades.
No doubt about it. And that's why I think that this is an interesting conversation. I find it to be, but I'm going to keep pushing people to answer that age-old question. If you didn't want to pay Brock, then let's go. Roll down the road of what exactly you wanted to do. Let's do it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. All of us crazy people who are just throwing $53 million out. Okay, fine. We're wrong. What did you want to do? What did you want to do that has actually some staying power, some smarts, some sustainability that makes sense around the league and it keeps the 49ers relevant going forward? Please tell me you're offering something more than, I don't know, look around.
Big Mac.
See what we can find.
Mac you know? Jones. Is
yeah,
what,
yeah, right.
And Mac then, Jones.
Okay, so
and it's
Mac
easier to say now than it was a month ago.
Correct. And so
right.
now Mac takes you to the playoffs, and then he goes into the final year of his deal, and he holds out next August.
Right.
All right. What do you do?
you poke around at who has a wristband and can throw the football, and you say, you know what, Kyle? You're so good at this. You're the best coach in football. You know what? You're the best coach in all of sports. I'm going to give you this lump of crap, and you go ahead and make him into a winning quarterback because that's what you do, QB Whisperer. And that's what he'll do.
Didn't they already answer this when they realized Jimmy wasn't the guy? They went and they tried to get the young quarterback on a rookie scale deal, and they just struck out on winning during that rookie scale deal.
And how'd that go?
They ended up finding the rookie quarterback.
Lucky.
That was an incredible value.
Lucky.
Not lucky skill. You're Kyle Shanahan.
Come on, man.
No, you come on, man.
Come on.
Are you telling me Brock Purdy in Carolina is Brock Purdy here?
No.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Or Brock Purdy in Jacksonville?
But you're not going to discredit Brock to the point of, like, that could have been anybody. And you know that.
No.
You know that.
It couldn't have been anybody. But
this worked out for them. But it did not have to go that way. And Grandy is right.
Grandy's not right.
The mental approach they took to this, at minimum, threatened to totally blow up in their faces. So I just wow.
But that approach was born from them signing a quarterback to a record-breaking deal, realizing he wasn't good enough, and then having to scrap that. Is my point. They signed Jimmy Garoppolo to a record deal at that point.
Correct.
Realized he wasn't good enough and said, you know what? We're going to package 3 first-round picks and take a shot on a young guy.
I'm not terribly comfortable with the word realized because he also took them to a Super Bowl and 2 long playoff runs. I think that they thought, you know what? For the money we're spending, we think that we can do better. We think that we can find someone that's going to replicate this for a lot less so that we can bolster things around him with this particular player. By the way, they were totally wrong. And then they lucked into being right. Right?
Yes, but
all I'm saying is, what you guys are suggesting is not off the table, but my God, you're walking through a minefield. And you could end up really crappy for a really long time. And by the way, I don't even know how the hell Kyle keeps his job through that. Like, you're basically being like, find someone. Okay, what if you're wrong the first time? Are you keeping him? You keeping Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyle's amazeballs.
What if he's wrong the second time?
I mean, how would he be wrong?
Drafting or signing the wrong person, which he has done.
Right.
He has done this.
If you want to put the Trey Lance thing on him, we don't know who that is
Kyle
on.
Kyle makes the calls on offense.
And
100%.
He messed that up.
Yes,
but
he did.
Got the Jimmy Garoppolo right, and he sure found Brock Purdy.
Yes, he did.
He got that one right.
Yep.
So if you don't think that he has the ability to go out there and look around the league and say, you know what, so-and-so who's a backup or so-and-so who's out there, I think I could do something with him. He's done it before.
Every other backup he's brought in has sucked.
I mean, those guys were around crappy teams.
No, they weren't. Brandon Allen was not on a crappy team. Josh Dobbs was not on a crappy team.
Those guys started minimal games, and Brandon Allen was on a crappy team.
Well,
by the time he got to start in Green Bay, you didn't have McCaffrey.
Fair enough.
You didn't have Trent. You didn't have Charvarius, whatever.
Right. Mac Jones didn't have a bunch of his people either.
Right.
He'd win football games.
He had Kendrick Bourne, who apparently is the bee's knees.
Yeah.
Right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.